Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
You're listening to the most patriotic show ever, 2024. Time travel. Here with you until 8 p.m. Happy July 4th, everybody.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between his knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, after the thrill of living is gone, to walk on. Jackie sits back, flexes thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there Diane gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. But Jackie say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh yeah, they say life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Kids doing best they can.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Yay!
Look at what's happened to me. I can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody else.
You're listening on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's the most patriotic show ever. We do this annually here at WMFO. We usually do a show called Time Travel with Chris Earle, and lately it's been the Friday Night Fights. In the background is LL Cool J with a little American song. This one's called American Girl. And I'm here with Sheila Considine. Happy July 4th.
Happy July 4th.
How are you?
I am wonderful. It's a holiday, and I'm with you here at the studio.
Sure. Yeah. John Cougar, starting us off, Jack and Diane. You must be a fan of Jack or Diane, or both of them. You remember those?
I
do. Those guys?
I do. I'm a big fan of Jack.
Jack and Diane.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jack and
not
Diane.
So much Diane.
Nah.
Sucking on a chili dog. They're probably not together anymore, I would think.
They might not even be alive.
They had a fentanyl overdose, probably. Jack and or Diane.
Ooh.
But John Cougar, Mellencamp. It's a little too real for July 4th. We've got to keep it light. Sorry about that. Joey Scarberry with theme from Greatest American Hero. Believe It or Not, that was from like 1981, maybe?
I loved that show.
It was a great show.
He wore a cape.
Yeah, his name was Ralph, and he had an FBI guy named Bill, and he had to figure out how his cape worked, because it was a magic suit, and he lost the instructions. That was the whole premise of The Greatest American Hero.
A great show.
And that was by a guy named Joey Scarberry, not to be confused with Joey Chestnut, who was eating his way through the fourth today, eating
plant-based
hot dogs today. What's up with that?
I don't know. That doesn't seem very patriotic to me.
We are both kind of in the same way there, I think. We don't need to see a guy eat 17 things in a row. Doesn't matter what they are. We don't need to see it.
No, I don't even care if it was 17 peas. I wouldn't want to watch it.
Peas?
Peas, yeah.
Like little peas?
Yeah, I wouldn't even want to watch that.
I'd eat 17 rollos. Well, I think I ate 17 rollos before we got to the show here.
You might have. Yeah.
Yeah. 17 little fun-size candies, that's all right. But anything else. I mean, Halloween, fun size, a mini size even.
That's a lot.
Bite size.
Maybe 17 Hershey Kisses.
Yeah. But I mean, but just not hot dogs.
No, definitely not hot dogs or corn dogs.
Ugh.
Or tacos.
Ugh. Come on. Yeah. That's just, you're just asking for blockage and GI trouble. I mean, who wants to spend the fifth on the toilet? Really?
I'm going to pass. Yep.
Right?
Pass on that? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, nobody.
Nobody. Well, maybe him.
Joey Chestnut?
Maybe they have
to. I think
to
they
use,
probably
like,
got something a little weird going on, like they like pooping too or something.
I wonder if they might like follow it up with like some type of like Miralax push through, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Let's have Miralax Day on July 5th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clean it
just
out.
Just blow it out for the weekend.
Oh, God.
Yeah, sure. But well, let's keep on moving here. So we got a little Cool J in the background. We will filter up a little bit and listen to the rest of his song, and we'll keep going here. It's the most patriotic show ever. So I've done this many, many years. So a lot of the same songs, and I try to pick some new songs along the way. But for the most part, it's supposed to be fun and it's supposed to be patriotic. And you'll hear a little bit of everything in the next 2 hours here. And we'll talk about maybe things to cool down, maybe ways to cool down next segment here. Myself and Sheila will be here with you until 8 p.m. And it's WMFO in Medford. You know I want to hold you. Here's something you can go to. You're my
Thank you. in their baggies, warachi sandals too. A bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, serving USA. You'll catch them surfing at
the inside, outside USA.
Ventura County line. We're waxing down our surfboard. We can't wait for June. We'll all be gone for the summer. We're on safari to stay. Tell the teacher we're serving, serving USA.
Hang your keys and
fly
inside, outside USA.
Pacific Palisade
inside, outside USA.
San Onofre and Sun
inside, outside USA.
Redondo Beach, LA.
Surfing,
surfing USA.
Everybody's gone surfing,
surfing USA.
Surfing,
surfing USA.
Everybody's gone surfing,
surfing USA.
Yeah, everybody's gone surfing,
surfing USA.
With nothing in their bellies but the fire down below. They died building the railroad. farms, they worked the bones and skin. They died in the fields and factories, names scattered in the wind. They died to get here 100 years ago, they're still dying now. The hands that built the country were always trying to keep out. There's diamonds in the sidewalk, the gutters line song. Tear and air, the beer flows through the faucets all night long. There's treasure for the taking for any unworking man. Go make his home in the American land. Go make his home in the American land. Go make his home in the American land. Go!
Bruce Springsteen there with American Land. That's become like a modern favorite of mine for the July 4th. It sounds like an old song, but it's really just Bruce Springsteen. He wrote it, and he's got like he makes the best out of like his 20-piece band there in Dublin singing that one. It's a lot of fun. In the background is something called American Freedom. And we're thinking about ways that you could possibly cool down today. So Sheila has a few things that she's thought of, ways to cool down. So what have you come up with?
Things that I've come up with. Well, we have the obvious, you know, go to a pool, go to a lake, go to a beach, go swimming.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could be like me and like keep the house frosty frigid to stay nice and cool. Or, you know, one of my favorites, you know, an icy cold Diet Pepsi to keep me cool.
Oh, sure. Or a six pack.
Or a six-pack of Diet Pepsi to keep me cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the things that I like in that Springsteen song is like the beers are flowing. Because there's treasure for the taking for any hard-working man. There's beer flows all through the faucets all night long. I think that's what should happen on July 4th.
Yeah.
Beer should flow through the faucets.
Through the faucets. Wow. All right. Yeah.
I remember one year it was like Truly year. Like everybody was having Trulys.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then they woke up with like, forget about having the trots. They had like headaches the next day.
Wow. Yeah. That was a flash in the pan moment, those Trulys.
Yeah. It was the Zima of the 2020s.
The Zima. Yeah.
I've got a Zima Light. I've got it down in my cellar.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Like,
it's worth some bucks.
Like still with fluid in it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Not a light or a light. Like a bar light.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant like a bottle.
No.
Like Zima.
Oh, no, no. Yeah, I've got pretty much everything else.
Yeah.
I got bottles of soda that aren't opened, but yeah, no bottles of Zima.
I was thinking like Bartles and James. That's
sure.
Like an oldie.
Yeah.
Just not that peach because
country,
bad things happened. Yeah.
Sun Country Wine Cooler. Do you remember Purple Passion?
I do remember Purple Passion.
Those are good.
I do.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
Yeah. Now today, it's just water for me. I haven't even had a lemonade yet.
I know. I had a pink lemonade the other day. It was really good.
I did have a little iced tea, but that was about it so far.
Was it sweetened?
No. Ooh. No, I made it special. Oh. What do you mean, ooh? It was good. I make myself a nice sun tea before I go for my walks.
Yeah.
I go and make myself a little small batch.
I like my tea sweet.
Yeah?
With lemon.
All right.
Yeah. Just how I like my men, sweet.
Yeah, with lemon?
Yeah.
With a little sour lemon?
Sweet and sour, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Seems to be my expertise.
Well, I've got something special for you.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, that's the happiest girl in the whole world is next. Have you ever heard this one? It's a lady named Donna Fargo, and it won a Grammy years ago.
Oh, I guess I was thinking about, do you happen to see The Prettiest Girl in the World, that other song I was thinking?
No, it's a patriotic theme.
Gotcha.
So it wouldn't be the prettiest girl in the world. It would be the happiest girl in the whole USA.
Cool.
It has to be the United States of America. I don't care about the world.
All right, gotcha.
So she could be the prettiest girl in the world, but is she the prettiest girl in the U.S.?
Gotcha. All right, well, I can't wait to hear.
You never know. I wonder if she eats hot dogs like Joey Chestnut. Never know.
She'd have to be canceled.
Canceled?
canceled.
She'd be the second happiest girl in the world, maybe. I don't know. All right, well, let's get rid of this other one. This American Freedom song is just a guy yelling for some apparent reason. That one was called American Freedom, and I don't know if it had to do with America or freedom, but it was by somebody called Grizz, and that wasn't one that I picked. That one was just kind of on the grid here for a second there, so I apologize.
Grizz was on the grid?
Yeah. Well, we have to have some background music while we're chatting away.
No, absolutely.
Because I know, you know, when we're talking about how to, you know, keep yourself cool, we got to have a little segment.
It's totally
gonna be at least
agree.
30 seconds or a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Now just dead air right now. I got to get the happiest girl in the world on. You ready?
I'm ready, because I actually think she's sitting in the room with you, but go ahead.
All right. So it's Donna Fargo, and apparently Sheila's the second happiest girl in the whole USA. I don't know. We'll see how happy you are after hearing this song. You might not like it. I don't know. We'll see.
Good morning, morning. Hello, sunshine. Wake up, sleepyhead. Why'd we move that bojangle clock so far away from the bed? Just one more minute, that's why we moved it. One more hug or two. Do you love waking up next to me as much as I love waking up next to you? Make the coffee, I'll make the bed, I'll fix your lunch and you fix mine. Now tell me the truth, do these old shoes look funny? Honey, it's almost nine. Now you be careful, gotta go. I love you, have a beautiful day, and kiss the happiest girl in the whole USA.
There she is. That was Donna. What did I say her name was? Donna Fargo or something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah, Donna Fargo from 1972 with The Happiest Girl in the Whole USA. That was a big country hit in 72. You never hear that?
No, it was the first time for me.
It's pretty good.
First time.
Don't you think that was pretty good?
She's very happy making lunches, yeah.
Is that what she said? She was making lunch in that one?
She's making her love a lunch every day.
Zippity-doo-dah-day.
And she's having a skippity-doo-dah-day.
It was originally written as zippity-doo-dah, but the Walt Disney Company sued her.
Oh.
It's true. And as soon as they became aware of the song and its line, they demanded the original line be changed. So that's why she says skippity-doo-dah-day. Donna Fargo has since put the rumor to rest and said skippity-doo-dah was indeed the original line, and Disney did not pass a lawsuit her way.
Oh, wow.
So much ado about nothing, I guess. It said, Rolling Stone ranked this at number 97 on its 200 greatest country songs of all time. You wouldn't rank it that high? Number 97 on the 200 greatest country songs of all time?
Well, maybe for 1972, she was probably, you know, Barbara Mandrell was probably beating her out, so there's only so much that could happen.
Well, it was released on Dot Records. And it became a number one country hit.
Wow.
And then it became a Billboard Hot 100 pop hit, peaking at number 11.
Really?
And then it reached the number 55 song for all of 1972. So people liked it back then. And what's funny is who did you mention? Tammy Wynette?
Barbara Mandrell.
Oh, Barbara Mandrell. And the Mandrell sisters? Or
yes.
Just Barbara Mandrell.
Well, she went out on her own, but she had her sister Louise and Earlene as well. And they used to have a variety show.
Yeah. That's from the 80s, though. That was 80 to 82. So she was a little later. She probably covered that one, though, I bet.
Maybe.
It says Tammy Wynette covered it. But it didn't say Ben.
Well, you know, Tammy was standing by her man, so yeah, she probably did.
All right. Well, that's about as country as I go today.
That's bad.
That's it. I might get you a little Brooks and Dunn later.
Ooh.
Or a little Keith Urban, maybe.
Yeah?
Or what's his name? Toby Keith?
I like Toby Keith.
We'll see. But basically, 25% of the show's over, so we got to get cracking. We're going to keep moving along. We got other things about fireworks and Yankees and America and all kinds of things, because it's supposed to be the most patriotic show ever.
It is, because you're wearing a very patriotic shirt today.
Yeah, yeah. This is nice.
I got Abe Lincoln with the Dr. Seuss hat on.
Yeah, the cat in the hat.
I like it.
Yeah, and I got my this slightly Native American
headband.
Yeah.
You're more like Richard Simmons, slightly Native American.
You don't think so?
No, more like Richard Simmons, but he was very patriotic. He was on
Oh, he's great.
So I think
I remember him in the red, white, and blue shorts.
He was very patriotic.
I could rock those. I bet I'd get away with that.
You could definitely get away wearing that shirt. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I wore this because back in 1970, the Guess Who wrote a song called "Share the Land" for our Native brothers and sisters, and I was going to play that next. How do you like that intro?
I like it. Go for it.
All right, here we go.
Who care about what's gonna happen to you in a year from now? Maybe I'll be there to shake your hand. Maybe I'll be there to share the land that they'd be giving away when we all live together. I'm talking about together now. Maybe I'll be there to shake your hand. Maybe I'll be there to share the land that they'd be giving away when we all live together. Talking about together now. Did you pay your dues? Did you read the news this morning when the paper landed in your yard? Do you know their names? Can you play their games without losing track and coming down a bit too hard? Oh, maybe I'll be there to shake your hand. Maybe I'll be there to share the land that they'd be giving away when we all live together. We're talking about together now. Maybe I'll be there to shake your hand. Maybe I'll be there to share the land that they'd be giving away when we all live together. We're talking about together now.
Shake your
every day
hand.
Coming sunshine. Shake every day, everybody laughs.
You're listening to WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. It's the most patriotic show ever, 2024 version. And coming up next, one of my favorites from David Lee Roth.
Students recite every morning. Now, this pledge means something greater, especially for the young men of this country. By law, men have a civic duty to register with Selective Service when they turn 18. So if you're a young man, do your part to keep America strong. Register with Selective Service. Register online at www.sss.gov or pick up a Selective Service registration card at the post office.
Yeah, we're living in the modern world. To your fire.
The most patriotic show ever on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 2024. My name's Chris Earle. I'm here with Sheila Considine. And we are enjoying our July 4th. At least I think we're enjoying our July 4th. Are you enjoying your July 4th?
I am enjoying my July 4th.
Good. Good.
Absolutely.
All right. I'm enjoying my July 4th.
Well, good.
Yeah. That's what it's all about.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
There needs to not be a stereotypical way to enjoy the July 4th.
Yeah.
Do what feels right.
Do what feels right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Sometimes you don't get away with that anymore.
No.
Like, what if you want to run down the streets naked?
Well, you just have to risk the consequences. You can still do it.
You're right. A lot of people don't know you can't run down the street naked.
You don't think so?
Until they get caught, yeah.
Oh.
Until it's court time. Yep.
Until it's court time.
Yeah. In the background is Boston with Star Spangled Banner. Yeah. What I was going to ask you is, I'm gonna give you like a Family Feud type of thing. We'll see how many you get. You ready? So we'll say it's the top 100 people have been asked. Here's what Americans are buying most for their July 4th cookout. All right. And I'm going to ask you, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 that are on the list. Well, let me get the top 10.
All right.
And we'll see how many you get out of the top 10. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
All right. So the 10 items showing the most notable surge during the week leading up to July 4th. What are people buying? What do you think?
Fireworks.
No, these are for the, this is food.
Oh,
this
oh
is
food. Oh, you didn't clarify that. Yep. Hot dogs.
Hot dog is number hot dog is number it's not even on here.
What
that
do you
that
mean?
Can't be
that
can't be
right.
That can't be right. This is more crap from the internet.
Yeah,
it's saying bratwurst is number 7.
Bratwurst.
Yeah.
That's a sausage.
It says hot dog buns at number 5, but it doesn't have hot dogs. This is horse pucky.
Hamburger.
Oh, and then it says increase, and then, yeah, hamburger is number 8. Beef patty is number 10. Wait
a second.
Isn't
that a hamburger?
It's the same thing. Frozen beef burger and a beef patty. That's the thing with the internet. None of this makes sense to me. It says the hot dogs versus burgers debate has finally been settled. This was published on June 26th. This is what Americans are buying. I'm going to just run through you because I don't think you'll ever get number 1. Guess what number 1 is? Guess what number 1 is?
It's mustard.
No. No.
What?
No, it's a vegetable.
A tomato?
Nope.
Corn.
It's corn.
Oh, well, I can see that. Corn
it
the
says
cob.
Yellow corn is up 380% today.
Corn the cob.
Right, yellow corn. It doesn't even say. People are probably buying those niblets.
Ew. No.
Charcoal is number 2.
But that's not a food item.
I know. That's what I mean. They're saying top food items, and number 2 isn't even a food item.
Pickles is on the list. Is pickles on the list?
I'm going to play fireworks in the background because we hear it a million times.
Because I would buy pickles.
Pickles are not on here, no. Potato salad, number 3.
Potato salad.
Number 4 is baby back ribs. Who's
really?
Making baby back ribs?
I've never made baby back ribs, ever.
You're not missing much.
All right.
They're okay.
But I order them.
They're a pain in the ass to cook.
Occasionally at Texas Roadhouse.
You get stuff all over your fingers. That's something to good. Yeah, Texas Roadhouse, sure. They deserve to make you baby back ribs.
Yeah, there you go.
They're working. They're working hard, getting a little sauce on their fingers.
Yeah. Chicken wings? Is chicken wings on the list?
No, ridiculous. This is what they got. Yellow corn, charcoal, potato salad, baby back ribs, hot dog buns, apparently without the hot dog, canned baked beans.
Canned?
Yeah, what other baked beans are there? Who's making fresh baked beans?
I would soak them and put them in my crock pot.
Come on.
Yeah.
You've never made fresh baked beans.
No, I never have, but I would.
You haven't.
I've never
made them. You're B&M all the way, I bet. Isn't that B&M?
Isn't that a train station?
That's, yeah.
On like
the
Monopoly?
B&F is a great sub shop in Waltham.
Yeah.
But yeah, the B&O was the railroad you're thinking about.
On the Monopoly board?
Yeah.
Oh.
And the Reading, and of course, Pennsylvania
Avenue.
And Short Line, which was my favorite.
Short Line, because that was the cheap one.
No, that was the most expensive one.
Really?
Yes.
I thought that was where all the ho-hos hang up.
It's the Short Line? On the Short Line?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I like the Short Line. You think I'm hanging down the train? Hanging down to the train? You kidding me?
I wasn't riding the rails. You weren't riding
the
rails?
I had cash. I had my own car. I had a Bonneville.
You had a Bonneville.
I was zipping around in my green.
You're cheaper to take the train.
That's right. I was zipping around in my Bonneville. That's a good thing to bring. If I had my friends like I did back in, you know, junior high and high school, it's basically whoever had nothing to do that day would pile into the car. They weren't your friend or not. Sometimes they weren't even my friends.
Did they throw you like a buck for like gas?
Never.
Because that's when gas was like 89 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
Half-ness.
I know. It's great. Yeah. But yeah, those times are long, long over. But I used to just go up to the mall, Pheasant Lane Mall.
Yeah.
And that was far from Tewksbury.
But that
Bonneville had a V8 engine. I was flying out in front of everybody.
Yeah, and you used a half tank of gas back and forth.
Yeah.
Good old days.
I remember Brian would be with me, and usually Damon was with me, and Steve Anderson was with me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Larry Cochran was with me from time to time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because probably that was at least a 6 to 8-seater you could get people in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I hung out with Dennis Matthew a whole lot, and Mike Lambert, but, like, we were all local friends. And then we had those friends that were in high school that were, like, beyond your local friends as soon as you got to know them in junior high or high school, you know? Like beyond your neighborhood, as soon as you guys got cars,
yes.
You know, you could start traveling with other people that you were friendly with.
You could go to like South Tewksbury and pick someone up, or North Tewksbury.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is all fascinating to the listener, I bet.
I think it's fascinating.
I think it's fascinating, too. And the hell with them. It's our show.
Well, you know, yeah. It's the most patriotic show of the year.
You're right. You're damn right it is.
You know, what's more patriotic than a Bonneville sucking gas and heading to Nashua, New Hampshire?
And talking over Katy Perry. I play this one so much.
This
I'm like,
horrible.
I figured you didn't like this one. That's why I figured this is one we can talk over. It's a nice song.
No, it's not.
It is a good song.
No, it's not.
Well, maybe when it's time travel with Sheila Considine, you can make your own patriotic list. But Watermelons, number 9.
Watermelons?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What about Powdered Donuts? Is that on the list?
They should be. They were on my list this morning.
Yeah.
Powdered Donuts are on my breakfast table every morning.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I have one called This is Uncle Sam. Greetings. This is Uncle Sam from the Monitors coming up next. This is from the 50s. Maybe 1960. I don't know.
You don't know.
I'd look it up, but... Well, you always see the thing is we're off and I'm supposed to be, I'd be normally looking up like a lot of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I had some amount of like, you know, history with the song, but I didn't get to do that in advance because we've been gabbing.
Oh.
Yeah.
I do like to gab.
Yeah. Well, it's affecting the show.
For the better.
You think so? All right, here we go. Greetings. This is Uncle Sam. Here we go. Monitors.
We're back And now we come to the all-important part of our competition here in the Miss America pageant 1973. As you know, each girl, from Miss Alabama right on down through Miss Wyoming, will have to answer a series of short questions for our viewers and for the judges. Of course, each of the girls' answers will be judged according to the size of their breasts. And here comes our first contestant now, Miss Indiana, Sophie Pauls. Sophie, how do you feel?
Oh, I'm very excited.
Just kidding, Sophie. Now let's get down to the first question. I want you to listen closely and think carefully. Are you ready? Okay. Who was buried in Grant's tomb? That was just to loosen you up, Sophie. We just wanted you to feel a little more at ease here. I could tell you were a little nervous, and of course, that's an old joke. Of course, Grant was buried in Grant's tomb. So let's go on to the first of our important questions, Sophie. We want you to answer with grace and with poise and with dignity, if you please, by simply raising your skirt. Just kidding again, Sophie, trying to get you more at ease. Now, Sophie, here's the question. A man with three oranges walks up to a man with two apples. He pulls out of his hat one orange and throws it at the car next door. The man with the two apples looks back at the man with the two oranges now and says, "Where is your orange?" The man who once had three oranges says,
"I don't know."
I don't know. Very good, Mary Ellen. We're very happy to have had you here, and we'll see you after the show. Now let's move on to our next contestant from Puerto Rico, Mrs. Carla Calla. And isn't she a lovely, dark young lady? Carla, how do you feel tonight?
Oh, I feel very wonderful tonight.
Well, Carla, you look just wonderful. And what is that on the top of your head, Carla? Is that hair?
No, that's my crown from my home state.
That's your crown. Well, Carla, this, of course, is a rare occasion for us to have a black contestant on the show. And we just thought we'd bring you here because, well, we want the whole country to see that we do use black people on the show. Okay, Carla, now here's your first question. If President Nixon said to you, "Carla, I don't like you," tomorrow, on the Senate floor, in front of thousands of other Negroes, what would you say?
I would say that's okay because I have enough love for both of us.
Well, Carla, you certainly do have enough love for both of us, and I really thank you for being here. And let me just get my hand out of there. Okay, thank you, Carla. Thank you. Okay, Carla Calla. Now let's get our next contestant down here, and it's Mr. Missouri. Mr. Missouri, Mr. Peter Calla. Peter, how are you? You look just great. How do you feel?
There's nothing like the face of a kid eating a Hershey bar. There's nothing like it you'll ever see. A face as happy as it can be. There's nothing like the face of a kid when he's munching on the greatest taste around. Hershey, the great American chocolate bar. There's nothing like the face of a kid when he's munching on the greatest taste around. Hershey, the great American chocolate bar.
There's young Americans in the background, David Bowie. Before that was Chevy Chase, National Lampoon Radio Hour from 1973. That probably hasn't aged very well, huh?
Probably not.
No, it's fun, though.
It was fun.
It's fun. It's the 1973 Miss America.